Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thanks for taking the time every single day to hear my crazy little voice and to be prayed for. It's such a privilege and I cannot believe I get to do this as my job. It's not really a job, it's a joy. And so thank you for just being a part of this movement of prayer around the world. Thank you. We are finishing up chapter 8 of Proverbs. We'll start chapter 9 tomorrow in verses 32 through 36 of the Message translation, and it says this. So, my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Blessed the man, blessed the woman who listens to me, awake and ready for me each morning, alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you find life, real life, to say nothing of God's good pleasure. But if you wrong me, you damage your very soul. When you reject me, you're flirting with death. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that Solomon calls the readers of this book dear friends. This is almost like a book of kindness and advice, of as if he's sitting across from us drinking coffee or tea and saying, okay, dear friends, listen carefully. I pray that you would give us that sort of attitude in our world today. We have lost conviviality. We have lost kindness and compassion. We have lost discourse that is friendly like this. And so, Lord, as we go throughout today, would you help us to say to our dear friends, to just call them dear friends and to be kind-hearted in the way we treat people. And Lord, I especially pray that for our families, because it's like we tend to be so kind to people outside our family and we treat our family poorly. And so, Lord, that should not be. How we treat our family should be the same as we treat a stranger. And weirdly, we often are kinder to strangers than to our own family. So, Lord, I pray for mamas and papas out there and grandparents and aunts and uncles that we would be like Solomon in this situation and treat people kindly, calling them dear, which is such a beautiful term of endearment. Lord, we also thank you that when we embrace wisdom, we are truly blessed. And when we have a life of discipline and we live wisely, good things will happen. I love this phraseology, Lord, and I just pray it for myself and for those listening today. It says, don't squander your precious life. And Lord, we do not want to squander our precious life. So would you help us to understand that life is precious, that is not to be trifled with, that it's not something to throw away, but to make the most of every moment of our lives, because it is such a gift. The fact that we have breath today is a gift. The fact that we could sing a song right now to you is a gift. The fact that I'm even talking right now is a gift, that I can hear, that I can see, that I have food in my stomach. All of these are gifts, and I want to just throw them back to you as praise because I'm so grateful. We want to listen to you, Lord. We want to be awake and ready for you each morning. And Lord, I confess that this morning I was not that way. I kind of rolled my way into this day. I didn't start it with purpose. I didn't start it on my knees like I normally do. And I have felt the weight of today because of it. I felt kind of sad and out of sorts and not quite connected to you. And so please forgive me for that, Lord. I want to feel connected to you now. And I just thank you for your grace that right now in this moment, I can experience your kind-heartedness toward me, that your forgiveness is mine right now. And that grace that is sufficient is covering me right now. And it's covering those who are listening right now. Lord, thank you that we can approach the throne of grace with confidence and we will find help in time of need. And so right now we approach your throne of grace with confidence. We know you're not going to go, oh, it's you again. We know you're going to actually produce grace. You're going to give it to us and you're going to shower us with freedom and grace and power and forgiveness. And so we thank you for that. It is for your good pleasure to pardon us, which is just out of, I can't even think about that because it's so amazing to me. Lord, we love you and we praise you, and we want to spend the rest of this day loving you well and loving the people in our lives well. Would you enable us to do that in Jesus' name? Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are my favorite person because you've been listening to it and to this podcast, and I'm humbled that you would. If you'd like to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Start as little as a dollar, goes all the way up to 20 and beyond, and there's different levels there, and you can look at it there. But thank you so much for doing that. We're hoping to get this, my prayers, transcribed, and hopefully we'll be able to do that by the end of the month. Well, who knows? Thanks in advance. Have a great day.